Okay, perfect. So let's start from the beginning. Welcome for the class, Bezat Hashem, of Becoming a Sofer. So we are going to learn the book that is the most simple one. You know, the simple book. It's not so simple, but it's the most organized book that we have, which is the Keset HaSofer. This is the name of the book, Keset HaSofer. Keset in Hebrew means a inkwell, a keset. HaSofer of the scribe. Therefore, this book is, because we are speaking about how to become a sofer, so the author of the book named this book Keset HaSofer, the inkwell of the sofer. Why? Because this is the inkwell. The halachot are the inkwell. If you need to review all the time to review, in order to not make any mistake. As we're going to see here in the first halacha, we are going to see that the very small issue or problem or mistake we do, it might be very, very bad. Okay, so Be'ezrat Hashem, we pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should not have any issue in this holy work, but we are going to see here that it's very important to have the halachot in mind all the time, so we need to review it all the time to not make any mistake. Okay, so we are going to start the Siman Aleph, the first Siman, the first chapter. The first chapter speaks about Mihem Haksherim, Lichtov Sfarim, Tefillin, Umezuzot, Veliknot Mehem. Who are the people that are kosher to write the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzot, and to buy from them? To buy from them is also very important. Why? Because you cannot buy Tefillin, Mezuzot, or even Sefer Torah from a person that is not religious. It's not like someone that is working in business of cars or in business of anything that you could buy from anybody. No, you need to buy from someone, even if he's not the one that brought it, you need to buy from someone that is religious, have Yirat Shamayim, and we are going to learn the halachot about it. Tanya, it says in the Braita, in Masechet Eruvin, Amar Rabbi Meir said, Keshebati, when I came, Etzel Rabbi Ishmael, to Rabbi Ishmael, Amarli, so Rabbi Ishmael told me, to who? To Rabbi Meir, Beni, ma melachtecha, my son, it's a language of, you know, of proximity, what is your melacha, what is your job? Amarti, lo, so Rabbi Meir answered to Rabbi Ishmael, lavla, pirush sofer, I am a sofer. Ani, I am a sofer. Amarli, Beni, my son, heve zahir bemlachtecha, be very careful in your work. Shemelachtecha, because your work, melechet shemaim, is a work of heaven. Why he should be careful about this work? Because shemata mechser otachat, because maybe you will miss one letter. Or miyatar otachat, or you will add an extra letter. Nimtza machriv et kol haolam kulo, and because of that extra letter or that missing letter, you will completely destroy the entire world. Let's give an example. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you wrote instead of the big dalet, you wrote a big resh, it would be Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Acher, and this is very bad. And the same, if you're adding a letter, also it's very bad, because the meaning of any word might be different if you are putting an extra letter. Mikan yira sofer, and here the explanation comes and says, from here, from this braita of Eruvin, you will understand ech hu tzarich liot yiret Hashem meod, that the sofer needs to be very yirat shamayim. Hafer in Hashem. Okay, therefore in this class I'm not selecting anybody that wants to come. I'm looking at the person that has Yirat Shamayim, and no, you could put, has Yirat Shamayim, has a faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's serious. Those are people that are selected to be in our class, because here we see that the sofer needs to be extremely Yirat Shamayim, very serious. Shim asa eze kilkul o shelo asa eze tikun, because if he made a issue, a problem, a mistake, or it didn't fix properly. Okay, sometimes you need to fix properly the mezuzah, the tefillin, the Sefer Torah. Kifia ra'ui, mafsidet neshamato. So what's going on? You're losing your neshama. Losing the neshama, it's not easy, right? It's something very hard, very strict. And he says, why you are losing your neshama? Because kihu gozeret arabim. Because you are stealing people. Because this mezuzah that wasn't prepared, wasn't fixed properly, or wasn't written properly, you are selling to someone for $100, let's say. So the guy wants something kosher, and it's not kosher, chas v'shalom. So what's going on? You are stealing people, so therefore you are losing your neshama. Okay? Vegam, not only because you're stealing, but also because machtiam, the guy will put on tefillin that you wrote every day, and he's making a bracha. So you are making them, first of all, not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin every day, and second, a bracha levatala, because he's making a bracha on the tefillin that's pasul. So there is no mitzvah ase of putting on tefillin, and also bracha levatala, bracha in vain. And therefore, and this is because of who? Because of the guy that didn't know properly the halachot. So therefore, he's losing a neshama. And on him it says, v'chote echad, and one sinner, the one person that is making a sin, yabeh tova harbe, will lose a lot of good things. Okay, what are the good things? We're going to say afterwards, what is the good part of the good side if someone is doing something seriously. But now we are in the not good side. We see that he is stealing, he is making people sinning, which is much harder than sinning by yourself. Okay, someone made a sin, it's not good, but it's not as hard than someone is making a sin to someone else. He's making someone else doing a sin. You understand the difference?
So that's it's worse to make someone else sin?
Of course. Because of you, he made a sin. He wasn't making the sin if he wasn't there. So basically, you was the tool of making avera, and therefore you're losing your neshama. Chas v'shalom. So in parentheses, therefore I wanted this book, because we have some parentheses adding, and so I will read, and maybe you will get later this book. He says, "Gam tzarich lehazhir." So here the parenthesis is the Admor HaZaken is adding on what it says here. Also, we need to be very careful, velimchot besofchim, and speak loud against sofchim. Hamanichim lanarehem lichtov tefillin o mezuzot. Those people that are sofchim, and they are letting their sons, their nephew, their family related, to write tefillin and mezuzot, and they don't know anything. They just write because they know how to write, but they don't know anything. Therefore, we need to start from the halachot, and then we are going to write. But first, we need to learn the halachot. Ve'im ro'e shenichtavu kehilchatan, azay mocharan. Ve'hu machtiyat harabim, umachshilan betfilin umezot psulin. But the guy here, the sofer, he's letting his son writing, and he's looking, if the mezuzah is kasher, meaning that the words are written correctly, there is no touching letters, let's say, so he sees that it's kosher, so he's selling it. But the son, he wrote it without knowing anything. Because the young guy, he's a young guy. And his whole point is to have a nice writing. He doesn't have, his point is not to have a nice, a something kosher. He wants to have a nice writing. And this is not the point of writing. To have a nice writing and to be used to it. And he's not having the intention that I'm writing right now for the mitzvah. Meaning that what we see here from the Admor HaZaken, that not only you need to write and in a way that it's kosher, but also you need to write in a way that you have the intention that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Because if you're doing it for having a nice ktav, a nice writing, it's not good. Okay. So he says, "Velo leshem kedusha vekavanat mitzvah ba'olam." And the Admor HaZaken continues and finish. This sofer will have a huge punishment. Chas v'shalom. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not have anything about against us. But this is only for us to understand how important it is to know and to be into halachot in order to be to write. Okay? And now I'm continuing in the word, you have it. Ve'ne'emar, and it says, Arur, you see Arur?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Arur, be cursed. Ha'oseh melechet Hashem b'rimiya, the one that is doing, melechet Hashem, the work of Hashem b'rimiya, crooked way. Why? Because he's writing and he's selling to everybody. He's making people sin, and also he is stealing from them, so he's losing his neshama. Alken, hu min ha'ra'uy lemi sheyesh koach b'yado. So he's continuing and he says, therefore, it is appropriate for the one that is able to lemanot sofrim to nominate sofrim mehuganim anche emet. People that are straight, mehoganim, that are, people that are behaving good, anshe emet, people of truth, sonebetza, doesn't like to get money, as a judge, you want him to decide like you, so you giving him $100 or something. And then he is turning the judgment for you, in you. Mm-hmm. So this is sonebetza, someone that doesn't like it. It's not fair, so I'm not doing it. It's not fair. Okay. Bale Torah, someone that learned Torah. Yire Elokim vecharedim al devaro, someone that he is fair in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his words of Hashem. What it says in Shulchan Aruch. Bechol ir va'ir o bechol pelach va'felach. In each city and each town, you need to have find those people. Just like we are looking for shochatim, someone that is making nice shechita, right? It's not only about nice shechita; it's also about know how to do it, halachot and everything, right? So this is what it says. Just like that, we need to find a good sofer. And whoever is writing a sefer Torah or tefillin or mezuzot, or three of them, of course, tovim v'ksherim, good and kosher. So, kefi yecholto, kol yecholto, scharo kaful umchupal. So his salary is doubled and quadruple. You know what is quadruple? Double, mm-hmm. Time double. Okay, venitza medina shaginam, and he will not see the gehinam. So what's better for us? If you do it right, you will have scharo kaful umchupal, and you will not see the gehinam. So what do we see here in this first halacha? That the importance from the Gemara of Masechet Eruvin, of between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Meir, the importance of a sofer is to be serious, Chared al Devaro, and how bad is someone that is not making a good job. Okay? Is it clear? Any question you could just ask? Okay. Bet. Now we are going into this was like an introduction. Now we are going into more halachot. Sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzot shektav anmin. If we have a Sefer Torah or tefillin or mezuzot that a min wrote, what is a min? So Admor HaZaken says dehaynu ha'aduk la'avodah zara. Someone that make avodah zara, he's a Jew, okay, or a goy that he's trusting in avodah zara. It could be church. Okay, Muslim is not avodah zara, but church or any Buddhism, the Chinese. So, and he wrote Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzot. So, what do halacha about those? Because we said that you need to have in mind the mitzvah and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that you do it for the sake of Hashem. So, what is the halacha of someone that wrote for and we don't know what was his mind? Maybe he thought about Hashem, but this guy is always doing avodah zara. So he says, Yisarfu. Listen to that. You are burning them. Burning a Sefer Torah. Do you understand what is burning a Sefer Torah? This is something very bad. But this is the halacha. Yisarfu, those tefillin, mezuzot, and Sefer Torah will be burnt. Imaskarot, even if inside of them we have Hashem's name. Why? Because the law is that someone that is trusting in Avodah Zarah and is worshipping the Avodah Zarah, even if he wanted to have a different thought about Hashem and everything, he will not have it. Regular thought of someone that worships Avodah Zarah is for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even if it says Yud Kevavki in the Sefer Torah many times, we don't say that this Yukilavki is for Hashem, but for Avodah Zarah, so therefore you need to burn it. Burn them, okay? This is the only case that Mezuzot, Tfilin, and Sefer Torah would be burnt. The only case. Okay? Ktav Nochri, but if someone that is Nochri, meaning that is not Min, Min is a someone that makes an Avodah Zarah, but if he is Nochri, is a Goy, or Kuti, or someone that is a Kuti. Kuti is also kind of people that are called Kuti, that are also Goy. Afilu Ktavan b'firush Lishman, even if you saw them writing down Tefillin, Mezuzot, anything, and saying Leshem, Kudushat, Sefer Torah, and he's writing, even if you saw them writing Lishman, or Moser, what is a Moser? Moser, someone that is going to say what's going on other Jews to the government. You saw he's building without a permission, and that the Jew is getting a ticket because of that. So he's kind of Moser. So a Moser also, it could be a religious with a beard and a hat, whatever you want. But he's going to repeat what's going on in the Jewish area to the police or to the government. Not only because he wants to take a revenge on the one that he did it, also because he likes it. He likes to go and repeat to the government what's going on. He likes it. So in any situation, if he's a kind of person like that, or Isha, or a woman, or Cheresh, or a deaf person, or Shote, Shote is someone that is not clear, okay? Or Katan, under Bar Mitzvah, Pesulim. So those Tefillin Mezuzot, so let's recap the list. We have here Nochri, that is not making Avodah Zarah, okay? Then we have a Moser, we know what is a Moser already. Then woman, deaf, Shote, and the child that is not Bar Mitzvah. So, Psulin, the Tefillin are Pasul, and Psulin, Veiganzu, and they will be buried. Okay, so here we say that it will be buried. We don't say that they will be
burned.
Okay? Why? Why not burned? Because maybe he had a good intention. The guy that is making Avodah Zarah, which is a mean, right? Even if he say that this is for Hashem, we cannot trust him. Okay? But a guy, if he say, or even if not saying, but he's writing in the sake of Sefer Torah, maybe he had a good intention. Maybe. We cannot know, so therefore we need to bury it, but not burning it. Okay? So now the question is, why those people cannot write down? What's wrong with a woman writing a Sefer Torah? Or a tefillin. What's wrong with a young boy before Bar Mitzvah running the Sefer Torah? Or a deaf, or someone that is not clear. What's wrong with it? Or Moser, if you know. It says, because ukshartam uchtaftam. Because the Torah says, ukshartam leot al yadecha, et al benecha, uchtaftam. Meaning that you need to tight the tefillin on your arm and your head, and then uchtaftam, and you will write the mezuzot. Okay, so here we say that there is a comparison between the one that is putting on tefillin and the one that is writing. From here we understand that whoever is chayav betefillin, he's chayav to write the, he's able to write the tefillin and mitzvot. Okay? So what is the reason? What is the reason that we, what is the reason that how do you call it? A woman, let's say, is not able to write down because she cannot put on tefillin. And because it says ukshartam uchtavtam, therefore the ktiva, the writing, could, is connected with the tefillin. Okay? Got it? And we are doing the drasha. Kol sheyeshlo bekshira, yeshlo bektiva. Whoever is chayav bekshira to type the tefillin, is chayav bektiva, is chayav also to write. Okay. V'chol sheyeshlo bekshira, sheyeshlo muzara leah, o sheyeshlo ma'amin ba. And whoever is not chayav to put on tefillin, like deaf person, like a woman, like a child before Bar Mitzvah, right? So he's not able to write down. So we answer those people. But why the Moser he cannot write down? If he's a Moser, we said he cannot write down tefillin. So he's not allowed to put on tefillin. Why not? He says, "Oh, shelo she'eno ma'amin ba." He doesn't trust in tefillin. What it says in tefillin? It says in tefillin that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and we are not allowed to go and to speak about the Jewish people, or what it says in Torah, he needs to go to do it. But he is going and he's repeating what it says in the community. What's going on in the community is going to repeat to the government. So therefore, he's not able to write down an objective. Now. So, let's take the case of a katan, of a young boy, before Bar Mitzvah. Why is not he cannot write down? He cannot write the tefillin? Because he cannot put on tefillin. Right. Now, how do we know? Because it says ukshartam, uktaftam. Ukshartam the tefillin, uktaftam the to write. Okay. Now, because the base of this halacha is based on Torah. It's not like Chachamim came and said, no, for extra careful, you need to be 13 years old. No, Chachamim didn't say that. Chachamim found the base in Torah. And they said, why the Torah spoke about Ktiva and Kshira together? The Torah was able to write one topic and then later on another topic. Why together? One after the other. So you understand that a small child cannot write down. Why? Because he cannot put on tefillin. Now, because the base of this halacha is based on the Torah itself, so you need to be machmir. You need to be careful to be sure that you are into the criteria of not a katan, not a woman, not a moser, not all those people that are, do you understand? You need to be machmir. When you have an isur d'oraita, when you have an interdiction based on Torah, you need to be machmir and to be extra sure that you are not into that case. You understand? So what are the signs of someone that is not a katan? Is it only the age? I'm 13 years old, but someone is 13 years old, but he looks like 8 year old. We see many times these things, right? Is it enough because he's 13 years old for him to write this? The Torah says it cannot be less than 13 years old, right? Now he's 13.
The Torah, but you said that the Torah said that if you are a
Chayav Tefillin,
and then you can write, right?
Very
and
good.
You fulfill the criteria. So once it becomes 13, even if he looks like he's 8, he's still Chayav towards Tefillin.
Yeah, he's Chayav Tefillin, of course.
So therefore he can write.
But we say that this halacha of not katan, right? Not katan. Someone that is not a small person, lower than 30, you know? He
cannot even look like a small person.
And if he looks like a like an old person, You understand? Meaning that what is not a katan according to Torah? A gadol we understood, someone that can pin, that could put up tefillin, but not a katan, not someone that is lower. What is this? So he says, because of this, because it's based on Torah, you need to be extra careful, and therefore we are giving you the signs of a real not katan, not small. What are the signs of someone that is not anymore katan? So he says. He says, "V'kivan afyan lamikra beinan shiyed davka gadol mamash." He says, and because it's based on psukim, so you need to have an extra. You need to make extra careful that this person is really gadol. Is really, really a man. What are the signs? Sheviu betzaro, that he has two hair. Lachar shehu ben gimel shana, after 13 years old. Okay. So in the place of the Brit Milah, he needs to have two heirs, after 13 years old. This is the sign, because if he has two heirs there, meaning that he has beard. He cannot have heir without beard. Beard is coming first. So if he has there two heirs plus 13 years old, he is already not a katan. Okay, this is the sign. Now, some people are sick, and they don't have beard, or they don't have puberty, right? So what about them? Aval misfeka pasul lichtov at she'avu alav oshnotav. If you have a safek, someone that is growing and growing and growing, you don't see any sign. You don't see that he has two hair and he doesn't, right? So what we do? He needs to pass rov shnotav, majority of his years. What is the majority? Let's say someone is, according to Torah, is living 70 years, more than 35 years. And after 35 years, we could be sure that he's a gadol.
What if he's younger than that, but he has a beard?
So, of course, it's fine. Because he is more than 13, and he has to wear. Because he has a beard, so of course he has to wear. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, again, first case is that if he... What we need? We need two hair plus 13. If he doesn't have puberty signs, so he needs to pass Rav Shnotav, majority of his years. And then Murazaken says... Rabbeinu katav, v'adayin eino ben yutchet shana shenuchal lomar, v'adayin eino ben yutchet shana shenuchal lomar shemin hastam evi kvar bet zaharot. He says 18 years old. 18 years old, if he doesn't have a sign of puberty, at 18 years old he could start to write. Why? Because yutchet shana is the age that is already kind of a man, okay? שנוכל לומר שמן הסתם הביא כבר בצערות, או שנולדו בו סמסריס, לאחר שעברו עליו... ונס מדיקה. אוקיי. או שנולדו בו סימן סריס, לאחר שעברו עליו חף שנה, או he had the signs of the סריס. סריס, someone that you cannot have double signs. He has other signs, I don't know what are they, but after 20 years plus Saris sign, he is able. So let's recap. If he has two hair plus Yudkim El Shana, 13 years, fine, he's good. If he doesn't have any sign of puberty, so according to the Keset HaSofer, he needs to pass Rov Shnotav, meaning the majority of his years. But Admor HaZaken says 18 years, we could say that, okay, of course he had two hair. We cannot say that he doesn't have. Maybe he doesn't have a beard, but he has two hair.
So that's a leniency?
Huh?
So that 18 years, it's a leniency?
Yes.
But everyone accepts it?
Admor HaZaken says that. The Keset HaSofer says Rov Shnotav, 35 years old, is already a man. Admor HaZaken says 18 years old. But if younger than that, he had signs of... He cannot have puberty. He has signs that he cannot have puberty. So this person needs to wait until the age of 20. And after 20 years old, he could write down. Okay. So those are this is the halacha about someone that needs to write down the he wants to write down when he's kosher, when he's not kosher. Okay, so now it's 6:35. I would like to start with you to learn the kesher of tefillin. Okay? Bechavod, yeah. So let's take a pair of tefillin. You could just turn off and send the recording on the chat so people could review it. Thank you. So...